Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Makos is Chaf Dalet, final daf of the Masechta. We are we're wrapping up the Masechta with the Mishnah told us that according to the opinion, of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel of the Mishnah, so when a person is violating a one of the laws in the Torah, and he's going to get Malkus, and it's one of those laws in the Torah that has with it the ownership kares, so the Malkus is going to expunge the kares. That's the that is the opinion of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, and it was recorded in the Mishnah. And on one hand, no one argued in the Mishnah. On the other hand, you know how these things usually work. If it's quoted in the name of Eitana, so it sounds like one could walk away with the conclusion that others argue with his position. So Rav Yochanan, we saw yesterday in the Gemara, the first comment of the Gemara after the Mishnah, on Chav Gimel Mid Beis, says that Chalukin Alav Chaver Al Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel. So the first point that Rav Yochanan was trying to make yesterday was that there are Tanaim who argue with him. Now, we don't have a Tana, we don't have a Mishnah anywhere that says explicitly that if you, even if you get Malkus, you're still going to be subject to the Kari's penalty. We don't have a Mishnah like that, but Rav Yochanan says that there are those who argue. So, and then what we did yesterday is we went through the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah seemingly does support this viewpoint, although, as we learned yesterday, that Mishnah Megillah, there are other ways to learn that Mishnah Megillah. In the meantime, however, we're picking up where we left off yesterday in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, a little less than halfway down in the Amud, with the words Amar of Ada Ba Ahava, exactly where we left off yesterday. Amar Rav Halacha Karabi Chananya Ben Gamliel. So this is a halacha, that that when a person is subject to Malkus on a Kares penalty, and he violates, and he receives a Malkus, so that Malkus will expunge him of the Kares. I'm Rav Yosef Mansal Glei Lavasa. Now the Gemara says, now this is interesting information, meaning you now know that the halacha is that the Kares is going to be absolved. And how exactly do you know that information? We're talking about.
I know.
I'm very intimidating. I know. So how do you know the Kares is absolved? Kares is absolved. Kares is absolved. That's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beis and Shomata has nothing to do with Kares. So how exactly do we know the information? And the way the Gemara phrases it is Mansak La'ilav Asa. Well, did you go up to heaven? Did you come back down again? And how exactly did you get this information? So Amar Le'Abaye Ela Hadam Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a good question, but I have another statement for you of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Dvar Masu Beis and Shomata Viskima Beis and Shomala. Three things that Beis and Shomata enacted and was agreed upon by Beis and Shomala. Now, Al Yadam, sorry. Man Salak Le'ela Va'asav Amar. So, and again, I'll ask you the same question. And how do we know that Beis and Shomala agreed? So, Ela Kraika Darshinan. Because we look at the Pesukim in Tanakh, and the Pesukim in Tanakh tell us what is going on in Beis and Shomala. Same thing over here, Hachinami Kraika Darshinan. Okay, so, we're Darshing Pesukim. Now, it's interesting for here regarding the Kares. So, we darshan the Pesukim, remember in the Mishnah we saw yesterday, meaning I'm going to remind you, the Mishnah said, Kochai v'krisa shalaku niftar yidei krisa sam shenemar, meaning now we understand what the import of that Pesuk is, meaning that Pesuk is telling us that the Beis in Shomala was maskim to the Beis in Shomata, right? V'nikla achicha leinecha, kishalaka areka achicha. So that after even Malkus, so then he's like a brother, meaning he's no longer off the reservation, he's now back on the reservation, and that's how we know that the Kares gets expunged. So the Gemara says, now as long as we brought up this idea that there are three other areas in Halacha where there was an enactment of Beis and Shomata, and Beis and Shomala agreed, so where else do we see that? So that's the upcoming Gemara. Gufam Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Shoshet Dvar Masu Beis and Shomata V'iskima Beis and Shomala Al Yadam Elohein. The three enactments that were enacted down here were Mikra Megillah, Sheila Shalom, B'Shem, and Havas Meiser. So there are three enactments that were done. Let's go, I know I read it quickly, but we're going to go through each one now with a little bit of depth. Mikra Megillah. So first of all, as I'm sure we're all familiar, between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, so we were sent into exile for 70 years into Bavel, which then becomes Paras. And as I'm sure everyone here is aware, so we were almost destroyed by a viceroy by the name of Haman. I think everyone here has some familiarity with the incident. So anyway, so we were saved, and the Chachamim instituted that there be a Yantif set up, and that we'd have a new sefer added to Tanakh, and this is all Mikra Megillah. Dechsiv kima v'kiblu hayu dim kima lamala mashu kiblu lamata, and so we have the pasuk of kima v'kiblu, where there was an acceptance on the part of Beis and Shel Mala on what was instituted down here. Okay. Shela Shalom Dichziv. Now we say we greet one another. Now greeting one another is not an institution. Greeting one another is called being a mensch. It's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to say hello to one another. But in other words, Shela Shalom B'Shem. Using Shem Hashem when greeting one another, one could easily make an argument that the Shela Shalom B'Shem, when greeting one another and using Shem Hashem, so that is not a good, that's not appropriate use of Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem should be with Psukim. Shem Hashem should be with Brachos. But Shem Hashem should just be in Shela Shalom. So that was another institution that we instituted down here with the Haskama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. D'chziv v'ine Boaz ba mi beis lachem v'yomer lakotzim Hashem imachem. So we see it by Boaz, where Boaz is just the people working the field. And he says hello, but he doesn't say hello. He says Hashem imachem, using Shem Hashem. V'omer Hashem imcha gibor achayel. And there's another pasuk by Gidon, where once again the Malach says Hashem imcha. So my va'omer, now the second pasuk, what's the second pasuk for? V'chitem Boaz hu David, midaite umishamay lo askimo al yado. So maybe when Boaz did it, so he went rogue. So Boaz was using Shem Hashem, but not under any authority, and forget not under any authority, meaning inappropriately. So Tashma va'omer Hashem imcha gibor chayel. So we see by the Malach and Gidon, where the Malach is using Shem Hashem, obviously the Malach is not going rogue. The Malach is doing so with approval, with approbation. And so that shows us that the Beis Din Shomala was maskim to Beis Din Shomata. There is a chronological problem with the Gemara over here, because Boaz comes at a much later time than Gidon. Gidon was an earlier shofate. Boaz was a later shofate. Boaz was Ifsan. Ifsan comes up in the second half of Sefer Shoftim. Gidon is in the first half of Sefer Shoftim. So, and I've just shown off all my knowledge on Sefer Shoftim, more or less. But chronologically, the Gemara is not glad. It's not so smooth. But okay. And anyway, that's something which I will not address now. But something noting and considering. Havas Meiser. Now, the third institution is bringing Meiser. Now, bringing Meiser is not an institution, meaning that's not a rabbinic institution. Bringing Meiser is a mitzvah in the Torah. Truma, Meiser Risha, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, these are all mitzvahs min haTorah. What does that mean, Havas Meiser is an institution? It's a rabbinic institution. So the Rivan writes over here as follows. I'm reading the Rivan inside, Havas Meiser. Kidarmina b'yavamos de'ezra ha'sofer kansino le'levim le'fishlo alu imo. V'tziva la'vi kol ha'masos el lishkas b'yis Hashem v'yu kohanim v'levim shavim b'meiser Risha. Okay, when coming back into Bayis Sheni from Galus, so the Levim didn't come back in. Ezra was so angry with the Levim, so he gave a punitive fine towards the Levim, and he declared and he decided that the Meiser Rishon is not going to go to the Levim. So what's going to happen is that the Meiser Rishon would be collected to a central location, i.e. the base of Mikdash, and from there it will be distributed and allocated to the Kohanim. So this was a special institution that was made by Ezra. Kidichzi be'Ezra, and the Rivan quotes the Psukim. Vaya Kohen ben Aaron im Levim b'Meiser Levim. The Kohanim are getting a distribution of the Meiser Rishon. What do you mean, the Kohanim? Shouldn't it be the Levim? V'gam Chizkiyahu so kamo kein. Heichin lishkos. La'avi kol ha'maisos mehem kedei sholei yikablam ha'levim. Shayu akum kedichzi b'divra ha'yamim. V'yamar Chizkiyahu. La'achin lishkos b'beis Hashem v'yechonu v'yavohu es trumas v'es ha'maisa. Chizkiyahu did a similar thing, writes the Rivan, where he had a central depository for the Meiser. Normally, Meiser Rishon was given directly from the farmer to the Levi. And the Rivan points out over here that Chizkiyahu was similar to that which Ezra did. Now again, chronologically, Chizkiyahu comes before Ezra. But it's the same. It's a similar idea in that there was one spot of distribution. Furthermore, writes the Rivan, that another enactment that was done regarding Meiser that goes above and beyond that which is the Mitzvah Satorah, is that Meiser is going to be taken from Yerek and Ilan, from vegetables and from trees. Dichsiv, uchepar tzadavar harbu b'nei Yisrael reishis dagan tirosh v'yitzar, umefarsh b'nadar, imai v'chifrots, hakohani daraisen, inu mishani Meiser Yerek or Meiser Ilan. So that which comes from the vegetable, that which comes from the tree, was also added to the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisros. Now that which comes from the tree are fruits, and again, we go back to a machlokas, which we mentioned time and again. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, and seemingly the Rivan is in agreement with this position, the only thing that's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros min haTorah is only grapes, olives, and the five grains. And so that's why the Rivan writes over here that that which comes from the tree, meaning fruit, is an additional enactment that was made for Trumas HaMaisros because it wasn't the Mitzvah HaTorah. Again, according to the Rambam says that the Trumas HaMaisros min haTorah is from all fruits. Okay, anyway, back to our Gemara. So we're right in the middle of the Amud. We are still looking at the three enactments that were done down here and agreed to Muskam by the Beis Din Shomala. So we're up to Meiser, and again, now after going through the Rivan, what was the enactment by Meiser? One, to basically make a central location of deposit, and allocation will come from that central location. Part of the reason why that was done is because of the fact that it's going to be a redistribution of the Trumas of Meisers, not to the Levium, but rather to the Kohanim, because of the behavior of the Levium. And furthermore, the idea that Trumas of Meisers will not be limited to grapes and olives, but it will include all trees of the fruit and vegetables. Dichsiv, back to the Gemara. Heviyas kol ha'maisel beisar otz v'yiter b'veisi v'chanun in abezos. Amar Hashem tzvakosim lo avtach lechem. Es ha'rabos ha'shamayim v'rakosim b'lachem b'racha ad b'lidai. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim from Malachi, where basically you're going to come and you're going to bring your Trumas ha'maisos to my house, meaning like we just learned together. So and this is a clear demonstration that the Navi showing that there was a haskama from Beis Din Shomala and what we did down here. My ad bili dai. Now at the end of the pasuk says that we're going to have bracha ad bili dai. So Amar Rami Barav ad sheyivlu sif sosechem limar dai. The bracha is going to be so much that we're going to say enough, and our lips are going to wear down by saying okay, enough bracha already. Amar Rabbi Lazar begimam makamos hofia ruach hakodesh beis din shom. I'm sorry, hofia ruach hakodesh. Three places where you had Ruach HaKodesh, but not just Ruach HaKodesh, but public Ruach HaKodesh. Meaning that the Ruach HaKodesh came out and made a public proclamation in order to reinforce the decision that was made down here. Number one, Beveis Din Shel Shem. Number two, Beveis Din Shel Shmuel HaRamasi. And number three, Beveis Din Shel Shlomo. So in three Beis Dins, the Ruach HaKodesh came out and said that what was ever adjudicated down here was correct. And they are Beveis Din Shel Shem, so we're going to go through all three. So we're here first looking at the Beveis Din Shel Shem. Dechsiv, Vayikir Yehuda Vayomer Tzadka, Mi Meni. So, without going through the entire sequence of events, it's coming up in next week's parsha. Wow. So the goes quickly. So the Perek Lamed Ches. So basically, the upshot of it is that once Yehuda thought that Tamar was being mizana, she had znus, she was pregnant, was 3 months into her pregnancy, she's showing now that she's pregnant. So Yehuda's decision was to burn her. And the source of that decision in terms of why specifically Sreifa, see Rashi over there in Chumash, see the Ramban over there in Chumash. Anyway, Sreifa, so to which she said, well, do you recognize whose ring this is, whose staff this is, whose cloak this is? And of course they all belong to Yehuda. And Yehuda was in fact the father. And Yehuda's response was, Vayaka Yehuda, Vayomer Tzadka Mimeni. And he said, Tzadka Mimeni. And the Gemara over here, Darshan's, Mina Yada. Now, how do we know that he was the father? Meaning, it's true that Yehuda did have relations with her, but as much as Yehuda had relations with her, she could have been Mizana with somebody else as well. Mina Yada, Demaki Hechidazel, Il Legaba, Azlonami, Inishachrina, Legaba. Somebody else could have had relations with her. So, Yatsa Baskel, Ve'amra, Mimeni. So, that's the Baskel that comes out and says the words Mimeni. Mimeni meaning, Yatsu Kvushim. For me, these things which are hidden, suppressed, meaning things that are not normally happening. Yehuda's not normally going around and having relations with prostitutes. It's not normal. But all this is emanating from me, and yes, in fact, Yehuda is in fact the father. That is the Ruach HaKodesh coming out and emanating and saying that yes, Yehuda in fact is the father. Vayomer aid Hashem, the aid Mishicho. Kilometasim Yadime Uma, Vayomer aid. Okay, Vayomer aid, period. So the when Shmuel was handing over the reins from him being the Navi and Shofet of the Jewish people over to Shaul, so basically there was an accounting that was done. Shmuel said, did I take anything from you? And they said, no. And he says, are you ready to testify? And the pasuk ends with the words, Vayomer aid. And they said, we testify. But of course, it doesn't say Vayomru, and the Gemara now makes exactly that comment. Vayomer, Vayomru mi ba'ile. It should say, they said, he's talking to the Jewish people. Yatsa Baskel v'amra, ani eid bedavar ze. So this is where the Baskel comes out and says, yes, we're going to testify that Shmuel, as a leader, was managed the country with perfect integrity and did not usurp, did not exploit any of his power that he had. And finally, Beveis Dinah Shoshama Dechsev Vayana Melch Vayamer Tenu La Es Ayalad Achai VaMeis Lo Semisuhu He Imo. And so, after the most famous dispute and resolution of a court case where Shlomo had to deal with two mothers who were claiming that they were both the mother of the live child. And in other words, there were two children, one died, and both mothers were claiming that they were the mother of the live child, so Shlomo had to resolve it. Shlomo's resolution, as we all know, it's the most famous, is that, okay, we'll split the child and we'll just take it, we'll divide in half, and one mother will get one half and the other mother will get the other half. One mother was fine with that resolution, the other mother said no. In other words, let her have it. And the mother who said let her have it, so Shlomo pointed her and declared that she's the mother. And Minayada, Doma Irum and Me'arma. And the Gemara says, okay, look, it sounds like Shlomo was right, but how do we know that Shlomo was right? So Yatza Baskal V'Amra, he emo. So those last words in the Pasuk of he emo, that was not stated by Shlomo, but that was said by the Ruach HaKodesh. This is a hofa'a, an appearance, a public appearance of the Ruach HaKodesh, proving that Shlomo HaMelech was right. Amar Rav Mimai. So in all three of these cases, so now we have shown a Ruach HaKodesh come out in order to give affirmation to the to these various disputes. Rava comes along and Rava basically picks apart each one of them. Look, they're all not necessarily, they all don't need the Ruach HaKodesh. So as far as Yehuda is concerned, look, it's 3 months. 3 months since she was impregnated, since conception. And so what Yehuda could have just simply done is, look, he knows when he had relations with that prostitute. And now this is the first point of recognition. So that means that basically we're going to go back 3 months. And with just a little bit of calendar work, so he could figure out that he's in fact the father. So in other words, even without the Ruach HaKodesh, Yehuda could pretty much conclude that he was the father. And Shmuel Nami Kula Yisrael Kari Le'Belashin Yachid Dechsev Yisrael Nosha Ba'Hashem. And as far as Shmuel is concerned, what prompted us to say Ruach HaKodesh? Because it says Vayomer. Right, and talking about the Jewish people and Alashin Yachid. The Gemara says, that's not so strange. Rav is saying, it's not so strange to say that the Jewish people are spoken about Alashin Yachid. Yisrael no Shah Hashem. Right? The Jewish people are going to be saved by Hashem. No Shah is Alashin Yachid. You could use Alashin Yachid when talking about the Jewish people. I had another pasuk in my head. Okay, it'll come to me. Vayichan Sham, Neged Ahar. Thank you. Right? So again, Alashin Yachid. And finally, Shlomo Nami Midahakam Merecham Tana, Vahalo Kamerech Tana. And as far as Shlomo Melech is concerned, one mother had Rachmanus, the other mother did not have Rachmanus. The rightful mother is the one who had Rachmanus. So again, you don't need the Ruach HaKodesh in all those examples, Ela Gemara. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says that the Psukim themselves are not absolute proof that the Ruach HaKodesh came out. The Gemara says, Gemara, meaning it's a tradition. We have a tradition these three occasions that there was a Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, no, in other words, agreed. The Gemara is not saying that the Ruach HaKodesh made the decision. The Gemara is just simply saying that the Ruach HaKodesh confirmed the decision. So you're right, meaning the decision itself is made by us. The confirmation, however, is coming from the Ruach HaKodesh. Rav is just simply saying that it's not, from the Psukim themselves, it's not absolute proof that the Ruach HaKodesh came out. Darsh Rabbi Simlai. Okay, here we are now approaching today's daf. And perhaps one of the more famous Gemaras out there, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Sheish Meos, Vishal Shesrei Mitzvos Namru Lola Moshe. There are 613 mitzvos that were said over to Moshe. Shalosh Meos Vishishim V'chamesh Lavim, 365 Lavim, Kemenyim Yimos Achama, corresponding to the number of days there are in the year, and Umasayim V'arabai Moshmonim Asay, Keneged Evar Shal Adam, 248 positive commandments, corresponding to the limbs of a person. Amar Rav Hamnuna Maikra, the pasuk that speaks to this idea as well, Torah Sival and Moshe, Morashah. So Torah Bigamatria, we're now on the top of Chavdalet Amud Aleph, Shis Mea V'chad Srei Haveh. The word Torah in Gematria 611. So Anochi V'lo Yelecha Mipi Agvura Shamanu. And the Anochi and the Lo Yelecha, the first two of the Aseres Adibros, they are said directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Consequently, those are another two. So 2 plus 611, that brings us to a total of 613. Here's where the Gemara says that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. The Gemara, as we know, stating some of the more basic points, the Gemara, as we know, never actually takes the time to go through what are the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. In fact, post the Gemara, so from the time of the Gemara until the late Gaonim, early Rishonim, so it wasn't much of a consideration in terms of let's count up 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And quite frankly, there are 613, and you go through the Chumash, and you go through the Gemara, and you'll know what the halachas are. And why count? But anyway, as we approach the period of the end of the Gaonim and the beginning of the Rishonim, then it became a thing, so to say, to count the mitzvahs of the Torah. The late Gaonim started doing this. The Halachas Gedolos count to 613. Once the Halachas Gedolos count to 613, the Rambam looks at his count. The Rambam is not happy with the way the Halachas Gedolos counted the mitzvahs of the Torah. He counted mitzvahs to Rabbanan and did a number of things that the Rambam didn't like. So the Rambam says, I'm going to count. The Rambam, I would say, most famously counts the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Before doing so he has 14 sharashim, 14 rules, so to say, of what mitzvahs I'm going to count, which mitzvahs I'm not going to count. And then after giving us the 14 sharashim, so then he counts up the 613, even on the Rambam's count. So there were later Rishonim who were Masig. The Ramban was Masig. He made a number of critical notes of the Rambam, mitzvahs that shouldn't be counted, mitzvahs that should be counted, v'chule v'chule. So this obviously brought about a lot of Torah in terms of which are the mitzvahs to count. The Sefer Chinuch also, I would say, as long as we're just, as long as I'm saying over the hits, so the Sefer Chinuch also, a more popular Sefer in terms of the counting of the mitzvahs in the Torah, the Sefer Chinuch follows the counting of the Rambam in terms of it, and the Sefer Chinuch, part of the reason why he's so popular is because for every one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, he also gives tam mitzvah. He gives a reason in terms of what we can learn from this particular mitzvah. Obviously, even according to the Sefer Chinuch, that's not why we were given the mitzvah. We were given the mitzvahs because they are commandments, but for each mitzvah, there's tam mitzvahs that come about that he speaks out. Okay. Also, just as another interesting note, the Ramban, when critiquing the Rambam, so one of the points that the Ramban makes in his Asagos, in his critique of the Rambam, is that the Rabbi Simlai says there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is an absolute, meaning that it could be that other Tanaim and other Amoraim disagree, and that they don't subscribe to this number 613. So it could be that the entire starting point of there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah is not something which is a davar hamuskam. It's not something which everybody agrees to. So that's one of the Ramban's critique. But then, of course, after saying that, the Ramban then goes ahead and says, no, that isn't the mitzvah, this is the mitzvah. Clearly the Ramban, circumscribed himself within the 613, but one of his first points is not everyone may agree necessarily with this idea. Okay. We're on the very top of Chavdal Amad Aleph. We're two lines down. Ba David ve'emidam al achas esrei. So David comes along now and takes 613 and reduces it down to 11. Now let's say correct pshat over here, right? Let's say correct pshat. He is not excising 602 mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay, that's not what's happening over here. In fact, the Rivan, I'm going to read it inside. It's really important. So he brings it down to 11. So the Rivan writes, it's four lines down from the top. Originally, so we were on a higher level. So for us to be fluid and fluent in all 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, that was no problem. But as you get on to the later generations, lo hayu tzadikim kol kach. So they weren't as great tzaddikim. V'imbao lishmor kulan, ein lecha adam shezocha. And so for someone to complete and follow all 613, it's very difficult. So ve'uba David ve'emidam kidei sheyizko imikam yud alf mitzvos halalu, v'chein kosha dorosho mata hochen umimaten oso. And basically as we move on in generations, so what David HaMelech is basically saying is here, I know 613 is a lot. And I know it's really, really hard for us, the later generations, who are not on that level, to be able to completely follow all 613. So basically, David HaMelech says, let me give you 11 to focus on. So you're going to focus on the 11, not to the exclusion of the other 602, but basically, and as you'll see, by the way, even this list of 11, they're not concrete mitzvahs per se. Some of them are. They're not concrete mitzvahs per se. They're more like ideals, character traits. So, but what David HaMelech is saying is focus on this and you'll be in good shape. So basically it's just a way of helping us all focus because our attention span has diminished. And I'm not saying that in the most modern sense, which of course is true. Our attention spans have significantly diminished. And then there's our children. And I think we all understand. But in other words, but even back then, meaning there was already a mismaid hadaros, and therefore we needed to focus on just 11. And what are the 11? Dichsiv mizmor ledavid Hashem yigor ba'olachem yishkan b'har kachecha. And so the 11 are now. I'm gonna go through this list relatively quickly because the Gemara is going to be spending time on all 11. Holech tamim povot tzedek v'dover emes b'vavolo ragalos shana lo asa l're'eu ra v'cherpolo nasa akrava nivzei v'enav nimas v'asirei Hashem yichabei nishba l'ara v'lo yamir kaspo v'lo nasan b'neshev v'shochad al naki lo lakach osa eile lo yimot la'olam. So David HaMelech says, you do these 11 and lo yimot la'olam, you won't stumble. Okay. Holech tamim. So now we're going to go through each one of these 11 with a little bit of depth, a little bit. So holech tamim. So number one is that we have to walk perfectly. Ze Avram dechsiv hitalech lefanai v'yu tamim. So we have to walk perfectly in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu like Avram. We have to emulate Avram Avinu. Okay, that's number one of the 11. So like I said earlier, these aren't necessarily concrete mitzvahs per se. They're like ideals. So one ideal is behave like Avram. Paul said it could go on Abachilkiah. So somebody who worked honestly, so the Gemara gives the example of Abba Chilkiah. The Gemara in Tanis goes through how he was the righteousness of Abba Chilkiah. He was the grandson of Choni Hamago, as per the Gemara in Tanis. Dover Emes Bavavok Kigon Rav Safra. Somebody who speaks truth not only outside verbally, but even in his heart. Meaning he is honest to the core. Honest to the core. The Rivan over here gives a wonderful example. Right, Shiltas the Rav Echai. I'm reading the Rivan inside Rav Safra. Shiltas the Rav Echai. V'hachi have uvda the Rav Safra hayelu chafetz echa limkor. Rav Safra was selling an item, and uba'ad the mechel afana b'shasha yakor kriyashma v'amalo tainly achafetz bekach bekach damim. And the person said, I want to buy this item for this much money. V'lo ano mimisha yakor kriyashma. Now at the time Rav Safra was saying over kriyashma. And so therefore he didn't answer the guy. Not because he wasn't ready to take the offer, but he was in the middle of Kriyashma. Now the guy on the other side of the transaction saying, oh, he doesn't like my offer. Okay, so I'll make a bigger offer. And Rav Safra, after he finished Kriyashma, says to the guy, No, let's go with your first offer. I know it was less. I know that means less money for me. But when you said it, I was ready to agree to it. I was in the middle of Kriyashma. I wasn't going to stop my Kriyashma. But Dover Emes Bovavo. In other words, in my heart, that's what I agreed to. So therefore, I'm going to agree to the price.
And there's a fault there, too, that he didn't have a complete
Kavona.
He was listening.
Right. Okay. I hear you. He heard the price and he was saying Shema at the same time. Okay. Right, correct. Okay. Lo ragal al-shono ze Yaakov Avinu. So lo ragal al-shono, somebody who does not want to speak, who does not want to be deceitful. So that's Yaakov Avinu dichsav ulayim mishini avi. Vayisi ve'enav kemetateya. Okay, so just last week in the Parsha and Shabbos. So Yaakov was hoping that he would be that Yitzhak would figure out that he was Yaakov, meaning that he was instructed by his mother to pretend like he was Esav, but he was hoping that Yaakov would discover him. The Vilna Gaon, it's said over a number of times. I've heard it many times. The Vilna Gaon says that there's a difference in the Torah between the words pen and ulai. They both mean perhaps, but one is towards the positive and the other one is towards the negative. Meaning that when you say pen, meaning I hope this doesn't happen. Perhaps this happens and I don't want it to happen. As opposed to ulai, ulai means I hope this is going to happen, right? Perhaps this is going to happen. This is something I want to happen. And when Yaakov says ulai yimusheni avi, so what he was saying is, and I hope Yitzchak figures out that I'm Yaakov, not Esav. In other words, he did put on the disguise on because his mother told him to do so and he followed instruction, but he hoped otherwise. Lo asa l'reu ra'a. Now we're continuing in the pasuk, the eleven focal mitzvos of David HaMelech. Lo asa l'reu ra'a shelo yara l'mnasa chavera. Basically, you don't take away someone else's business. Someone else is operating a business, you don't take away his business. And now, obviously, these are the halachas of a sagas gvul, and they are detailed, and you speak to your local rabbinic authority in terms of getting guidance on this issue. But that's one of the 11. Cher polonasa al karavo zamakariv es karavav. You don't have embarrassment through your relatives. In other words, you take your relatives and you bring them even closer to you. You support them, you take care of them, you give them mussar. In other words, you really take care of your relatives so that they never serve as an embarrassing point towards you. Nivze beinav nimas. So somebody who is disgusting, somebody who is reviled nimas, you're disgusted by such an individual. Meaning you don't say, oh, look at that guy, he's such a great guy, and everybody knows that he's a disgusting individual, you're disgusted by such an individual. A perfect example of that is the Chizkiyahu HaMelech Shegir Atzma Saviv B'mito Shol Chavalim. So Chizkiyahu dragged the bones of his father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda. His father was Achaz, his father was an idolater. And one of the things that Chizkiyahu did, the Mishnah Pesachim at the end of the fourth parak, listed the six things that Chizkiyahu did. Three received rabbinic approval, three of them did not receive rabbinic approval, but one of the three things that he did, which did receive rabbinic approval, was dragging the bones of his father, and the Gemara over here says that his father behaved in such a disgusting manner that Chizkiyahu was reviled by that, he was disgusted by that. And that's that's a good thing to do. V'esirei Hashem yichabed ze Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. So Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, so he honored people who are Yorei Hashem. Shebishasha yavro otam mechacham hayom and bikisa mechabko menashko v'korei lo avi avi rebi rebi mori mori. So when Yehoshaphat saw a tamachachem, he went over to him, he hugged him, he kissed him, and even though he's a king, and even though it really is beneath his cover to do that, but he had so much cover for tamachachem, that's how he behaved. Nishba la rav lo yamir. A person makes a shvuah and keeps the shvuah that he makes. Rav Yochanan, dam Rav Yochanan, ehei betani sa shavol lebeisi. So Rav Yochanan says, I'm going to be in a state of fast until I go to my house. Now, the only reason why he made such a declaration is because he was invited by the Nasi to eat by the Nasi. Rav Yochanan did not want to eat by the Nasi. And so therefore, he made up a shvuah. Now, when I say made up a shvuah, meaning he could have asked a shaila in order to be released from it, but he said the shvuah, he felt bound by the shvuah, even though he could have been released from it, and that's the idea of, I keep all my words. Right, the person doesn't lend with interest even to a non-Jew. The Gemara in Bava Metzia discuss extensively in other words, certainly it's mutter min haTorah to lend to a non-Jew with interest. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, there is one Gemara over there that describes how it should be a behavior that should be abstained, but again, that also is not a cut and dry issue. But the Gemara over here says that basically this is the kind of behavior that should be avoided. Shochan al Nakil.
Hashem, that's actually one of the blessing Hashem is that you would lend.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. There are conflicting Gemaras in terms of, and certainly mutter to lend to an anjah with interest. You know how appropriate a behavior. Right. Correct. Right. It's not right. Argamar certainly takes aside that it's not a behavior that you should pursue. Shochan al Nakil lo lakach. So somebody who should not take bribery. Kegon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rav Yosi. Kegon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rav Yosi. So Rashi points out that what he had a sharecropper, and the sharecropper would give him, meaning he was a landowner, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rav Yosi, and he would get paid, and he get paid just a little bit early. But because the sharecropper paid him a little bit early, so Rabbi Shmuel b'Rav Yosi says, I'm going to view this like a bribe. It wasn't a bribe. In other words, it was the money that was rightfully due to him. But in other words, but because he got paid early, he says, I'm going to treat this like a bribe, and therefore I'm not going to be the judge in your case. So in other words, how careful we should be in terms of making sure that we are objective and we are not, and that our judgment is not going to be skewed by any kind of bribery. Ksiv, ose ela lo yimot la'olam. And it says that if you follow these 11, so you will not stumble in this world. Kishaya, Rabbi Gamliel magia lemikra hazeh haya boche. Rabbi Gamliel got to this pasuk and he started crying. Amar man davilu lekulo hu delo yimot hachad minayu yimot. And so Rabbi Gamliel says you got to follow all 11 of these impeccably, and then and only then are you not going to stumble. So Amar le miksiv oseh kol ela oseh ela ksiv afilu bechad minayu. So the Gemara says no. The bracha that's given at the end of this pasuk of lo yimot laolam is as long as you try to even navigate one of these, so then you're going to receive the brach of lo yimot. Dilo temachi k'siv krachrina al titamu b'chol eila hasam nami nogeh b'chol eila hu demetame b'chanim enayu lo. So the Gemara says, consider. When the Torah says, you come into contact with all these things, meaning the Torah gives a list of those things which are subject to, which are an avatuma. So when you touch all of them, you're going to become tame. Now, what does that mean, you touch all of them? No. You touch one of them, you're going to become tame. So just like over there, it's achas mikol eila, so too over here, it's achas mikol eila. Okay. What have we done so far in today's daf? So we have gone through the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. We didn't go through all 613. But the idea that there is 613, David HaMelech comes and gives us a lamp to focus on. And now, Yeshayahu comes along. By Yeshayahu ve'emidam al sheish. We are halfway down in the Amud. Yeshayahu now brings it down to six. Dichsiv, holich, tzedakos, v'dover, misharim, mos, bebetza, ma'ashkos, noer kapav, mitmoch, b'shochad, otem azno, mishmo adamim, v'otem einav, mir os bera. So I know I've read the pasuk quickly, but we're going to go through now, each one of them individually, the six focus points of Yeshayahu. Number one, holich, tzedakos, ze avram avinu, dichsiv, ki adet, ilman asher yitzaveh. And at the end of the pasuk, it mentions tzedakah. So, number one, emulate Avram Avinu, right? It's just like David. David's list of 11, so to Yeshayahu's list of 6 starts off with emulate Avram. Dover Mesharim Zesh Eino Makni Penechaver Barabim. So, Dover Mesharim, you are on the straight path, meaning to say that you don't embarrass your friend publicly. And number three, Moiz Bebetza Mashkos Kigon Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elisha, he was a Kohen, and the Truma, so he would not judge the case, even though he was a Kohen, he was entitled to the Truma, but he felt that that would persuade and distort his judgment, so therefore he wouldn't judge in such a case. Noer kapav mitmoch b'shocha kegon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Okay, and that's what we saw earlier, where the sharecropper gave him his pay a little bit early, and he too would not judge a case under those circumstances. Otem azam mishmo damim deloshama bezilusa detzur b'rabbanu v'shasik kegon Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. A person who shuts his ear from hearing something, the Gemara understands this mean. Funny, without the Gemara, I would have said, you know, not listening to lashon hara. Gemara goes one step further, meaning you heard a disparaging comment about a Talmid Chacham and you didn't defend the Talmid Chacham. So that's number five of the list of six things that we need to focus on, keeping the integrity and honoring the Talmid Chachamim, even defending Talmid Chachamim. The Rivan over here reminds us of a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Gemara in Bava Metzia tells the story of, and the Gemara mentions Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, and the Rivan just simply reminds us of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon on one morning found a worm coming out of his ear and didn't understand what exactly was happening. In a dream, it was explained to him that there was one occasion where he heard a disparaging comment of a Talmid Chacham and he didn't defend the honor of the Talmid Chacham, and as a result of that, the worm came out of his ear. But the Gemara Bava Metzia points out that it's simply because this was normally a midah that he was very careful about. Normally, he would defend the honor of Talmid Chachamim, and because on one occasion he didn't, so therefore, that's how it works with tzaddikim. You know, they get punished for the one time that they don't do it correctly. That's, you know, when you're at that level. Otsam Einav, back to the Gemara, and this is now number six of the focus points of Yeshayahu. The Otsam Einav Meros Barak, the Rabbi Chia Barabba, Dam Rabbi Chia Barabba, Zeshe, Einam Estakal, Menashe, Meshash, Omdos Al HaKavisa. When you find women doing the laundry out by the laundromats, so again, back in those days, they weren't laundromats, and they were by the riverbanks, and they were in compromised positions. Their dress also sometimes were compromised, and so therefore, it is incumbent on us men to avoid looking in that direction during that time. Uksiv hu meromim yishkon. So, and for the person who follows these six traits of Yeshayahu, so you're going to be meromim, you're going to be elevated. Ba micha ve'emidam al shalosh. Micha comes along And again, gives us now three things to focus on. So number one, we have to adjudicate and we have to make sure that we are fair. Number two, we have to be kind to others. And finally, and we have to be modest. We have to be modest in things that we're normally public with, meaning funerals, weddings, things that could be sometimes excessive. We have to be modest in those areas. And valod varm kavachomer. And now the Gemara says, let me make a very simple kavachomer. Things which are normally things that are public, the Torah says that we should be modest about. How much more so that we need to be modest about things that we are normally even modest about. So for sure we should be modest about those things as well. Yeshayahu comes along now and Yeshayahu brings it down to a list of two. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeshayahu brings it now down to a list of two. So, mishpat and tzedaka. Okay, ba amos ve'amina ma'achas. Amos says I can bring it down to one. Shenemar koma Hashem la'beis Yisrael dershuni v'chiyu. So dershuni. So just seek me out. The one thing you have to focus on. So maskav v'rav nachmar yitzchak ema dershuni b'chala Torah kula. Dershuni could just simply mean you know what it means. Seek me out. Meaning, go through all of Chumash, go through all of Shas, meaning Dershuni, right? Seek me out. So that pasuk doesn't speak to one idea, one focal point. You live with Amunah, that should be the focal point. The focal point should be Amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu made four enactments that were hard, that were onerous. And later Nevi'im came along and overruled the gzeros of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Amar Vishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov. So Moshe said that we're going to have Shechina, and the Shechina is going to be resting on us, but when we behave like Yaakov. So in other words, our tzaddikim have to be on the level of Yaakov, and then we're going to have Shechina residing over us. Va'amos Ubitla. So Amos comes along and says, too onerous. Meaning we can't be tzaddikim like Yaakov. Shenemer chadal na miyakum Yaakov uksiv nicham Hashem al zos. So Amos says that Yaakov is obviously something we should be striving for, but we can't hit that point. So Akash Baruch Hu said, okay, nichamti. So I'm going to reconsider that which Moshe enacted. Next, Moshe Amar uvagoyim ahem lo targia, that when we're sent into exile, we're never going to be ragua. We're never going to be settled. So by Yirmiyahu Amar halach la'argia Yisrael. And Yirmiyahu says, no, even while in exile, we're going to have moments, we're going to have times when we're going to be relaxed. Moshe Amar pokid avonavos abanim. So Moshe said that sins are going to be visited from the father unto the son. I know the Gemara says a number of times that this pasuk is not to be understood that the sins of the father are going to be men on the son. But the Gemara does, however, say a number of occasions that when the son behaves like the father, so then Akash Baruch Hu is going to visit the chet of the father on the son. So the Gemara says, "Ba'yicheskel ubitla." Even this Yicheskel was mevatal. Hanefesh echotas he tamus. That only the person is only going to be responsible and liable for his own sins. Moshe Amar v'ibaltem begoyim. Moshe said that we're going to be lost amongst the nations when sent into exile. Ba'yishayel va'amar va'ya ba'yomahu yitekab b'shofar gadol. The shofar is going to be blown, and we're going to all find our ways back. Amar Rav Mistafin Ma'ikra v'yivadetem b'goyim. Rav says, when I got to this pasuk, so Mistafin, I got scared. Meaning the fact, this idea that we're all going to be destroyed while being in exile. Maskev l'rapapa d'yoma ka'aveda mispakeshes. So Rav Papa says, no, lost, but you know, somewhere like in the lost and found. Meaning the owner is still looking for it. So Elam is safe at the cross. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Rav wasn't worried so much about that part of the pasuk, but the next part of the pasuk did, however, disturb him. That the nations are going to consume us. So yes, the nations are going to consume us, but maybe like cucumbers, maybe like gourd, meaning the at this point in time, by the way, in the Gemara, Rivan also no longer says pshat. These last lines of Gemara, we have Rabbeinu Gershom. So he writes, she'ochlim ekzesam, ekzesam ein ochlim. Meaning, again, you have to be out in the field to know this. I'm not. But but when you go out to the cucumber patch, so some of the cucumbers are eaten, some of them are not eaten. So maybe that's what's meant in the pasuk. Ukvar hayarim gamliv Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, ma'achim ederech. So the Gemara famously tells us that the Tanayim, who are now immediately post Chorban Bayis Sheni, are walking on the way. V'shamakol hamona shavrami mipalta berachok mea ve'esrim mil. And they hear the Romans 120 mil away. V'ischilu bochin, they start to cry. V'Rabbi Akiva mesachek, and Rabbi Akiva is smiling. Amrlo mimeata mesachek. So why are you in such a good mood? Amrlem avatam mipnei matam bochim. The counter question: why are you crying? Amrlo goyim halalu shemishachvim laatzavim mekachum laavors kochavim yoshim betach v'ashkeit v'anu beis hadom raglei alokenu saruf ba'ish. So their response, pretty reasonable. Those who are idolaters are sinning with security and quiet, and we and our Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So velo nivke, and so they say to Rabbi Akiva, and you don't think our reaction is an appropriate reaction? Of course we should be crying. Amalam, so where Rabbi Akiva says, we're on the very top of Chavdal Amid Beis. Amalam lekach ani mitzachek, for that reason exactly is why I'm smiling. I'm happy. If this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding those who are ovrei ritzono, so just imagine what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for those who are compliant and do follow him. At one point in time, they go to Yerushalayim. So they get to Haratzofim, cover big dam, so they do Kriya, Kivashi Gila Harabais, Raushul Shiatsame Beis Karche HaKadoshim. And then they go up to Har Abayis and they see a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ischilu hein bochim v'Rabbi Akiva mitzachek. So they're crying and Rabbi Akiva is smiling. Amar lo mimnei ata mitzachek, amar lo mimnei ata bochim. And here the exchange goes exactly identical to the previous exchange. Why are you laughing? Why are you crying? Amar lo makum shekatzu bo v'azakar v'yumas v'achshav shualim halchu bo v'lo nivker. So previously, while the Beis HaMikdash was up, so any non-kohen who goes in there is going to be subject to Misa B'dei Shamayim. And now, look what's happening. A fox is coming out. The pasuk over here notes that there were two Nevi'im that were placed in the same pasuk together. But why are they placed in the same pasuk together? Uriah was during the first Beis HaMikdash, Zechariah was in the second Beis HaMikdash. Tala HaKasov Nevu'aso Shel Zechariah BeNevu'aso Shel Uriah. So, and the connection between the two. Be'uriah Ksiv Lachen Beglachem Tzion Sadeh Techeresh BeZechariah Ksiv O Yeshua Zekenim VeZekenos Berchovis Yushlaim Ashelon Tizkayim Nevu'aso Shel Uriah Ha'isim Mitjari Shelo Tizkayim Nevu'aso Shel Zechariah. Now, one was prophesizing about destruction. The other one was prophesizing about rebuilding. How would I know about rebuilding being a true nevuah if I didn't see the prophecy of destruction actually occur? Once the prophecy of Uriah has now materialized and I see, oh, the nevuahs are happening, and so as a result of that, I now know that the nevuah of Zechariah will in fact come into fruition. Okay, we know the response. I'll reserve the response for the Siyum. Tonight we're having a Siyum. I'll make mention of that after we stop. And this brings us now almost to the very end of Masechta Makos. Tomorrow morning we begin Shavuos Mirtzah Hashem.